Yerushalmi Shvi is Daf Yud Beis. So the Gemara tries to now understand the Lashon of the Braisa that we quoted yesterday. Lashon of the Braisa is that a person who goes ahead and has the new planting that he does within the 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, so the Lachah we consider the 3 years, we go by the years, we go by the Cheshbon until Tu B'Shvat, Asur not Tu B'Shvat. It's us, the fruits become us until Tu B'Shvat of the end of the fourth year. And the question is, what is the case that we're referring to? So the Braisa quoted, we didn't explain what is the case that the Braisa refers to, and we're going to have a Machlekes Amaraya. So the Gemara says as follows, Amar Rabbi Bamamo Kumed Rav Zera. Rama said the name of Rav Zera in front of Rav Zera, Nirin Advarim Shenotu Lefnei Rosh Hashanah Shloshim Yom. L'chari, the Braisa is referring to a case where the Braisa is referring to a case where the person planted something 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. Before Rosh Hashanah, 30 days, at least 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. So now, since we say that 30 days before, so for the beginning, when he plants the first, in that year, in that sixth year, he plants, or in any year it has to be, but when he plants before 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, that counts as year one. So therefore, we would have to go the full 3 years, and then you wait the following until Tu B'Shvat of the following year. So the Gemara, Harim L'Natu Shloshim Yom L'Fesh, but if you didn't plant for 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, then Asichami, and come to understand Shana Shlema Atzalo. Then actually a whole year passed, the full year. So then the question is, yet you say you have to wait till the Tu B'Shvat, the fourth year, doesn't make any sense. In other words, if you went ahead and you started 30 days, but if the Shita, Rabbi Bamamal is telling you Pshat in the Braisa, that you planted 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, so then that would be counting as year one. So you could say, therefore, that you go by the end of the third year, Tu B'Shvat would be the cutoff date, and that would be the time where we say that you're Mechuyev and Meiser, and all the halakas apply. However, if Gemara is saying, but if you didn't plant, and you planted right before Rosh Hashanah, not within the 30 days before, then the first year really starts, year one is from Rosh Hashanah on. We don't count anything before, because less than 30 days doesn't take root. So Meila, therefore, the year would start at Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, it doesn't make any sense to say that you would stop Tu B'Shvat. Because L'maisa, you have to have 3 full years. So if you have 3 full years, then it's just stopped by Rosh Hashanah. It's just stopped by Rosh Hashanah. It shouldn't have to go to Tu B'Shvat. So it must be the cases Doc could talk about where you prepared, you planted it 30 days before, so now you have that extra time to be considered that the fourth year is to be considered. Tu B'Shvat will be the cutoff date for Orla, for the first years, to be Chayiv and Orla, etc. However, but if it would be the other way around, if it's right before Rosh Hashanah, you don't have the 30 days, then it's no mitzvah to have to wait until Tu B'Shvat. So therefore, the Brak can't be the case of the Braisa. So Amalei, if Zeir said to Ramamol, no, I don't agree. If not so, if you tell me that Allah would be Taka apply. The halakha would be planted before Rosh Hashanah. If you don't do Shloshim Yom before Rosh Hashanah, if you plant the 30th before Rosh Hashanah, you also had Shloshim Yom before Rosh Hashanah. Your shot in the Braisa doesn't help. It doesn't make you any better. Why? Because you're saying that you do the 30 plant the 3 days before, and if we understand why you have the extra amount of time, the extra year, now you go to Tu B'Shvat, you still shouldn't have to go to Tu B'Shvat. Because it should go, just like we say, if you plant it within 30 days, says Rav Zeira, you would just stop the question, you should stop 30 days before, so you should stop therefore, if you say this planted right before Rosh Hashanah, so you have the 3 years, you go to Tu B'Shvat. But the same thing over here applies. You can say the same svara. You started planting 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, so 3 years should be from that day, exactly, 3 days before Rosh Hashanah. So you again, why do you have to go to Tu B'Shvat? What's Pshat Nebraisa? You go until 30 days before, until wherever you planted it. So that wouldn't help you. So therefore, Pshat Nebraisa could be either way. So you're not proving anything, Ramamo, by telling you that the case is talking about a case where you planted 30 days before. So back to the kasha. What's Pshat Nebraisa that your fruit or us are considered orla until Tu B'Shvat? Since this new tree that you're planting, Gemara says, is completed in the third year, in the beginning of that year, so we go complete the whole year, because we say that, why? Because it's a full tree. In other words, the halacha we started in the Braisa, you're planting it before, it's only in a tia. An atiyah has a different halacha, as we said, as an elon. So, if it's an atiyah, then the halacha of the third year goes from the time you planted it. However, if an atiyah, the fact that you planted it before, the fact that you planted it during the year. So b'meila, therefore, that extra time that you planted it from that until Rosh Hashanah, it gives it more maturity. It's considered as if it's a year. And if it's a year, then we look at it as if it's a tree. And a tree, we give it the full year. We don't look at it as if it's a sapling. We don't look at it as if it's just considered a newborn tree, which has to consider it, you have to have the full 3 years for it to go ahead and to mature to be considered an arla. No, the fact that you have it planted in Bishno Shalosh Elon, so now it already has a din of a tree. If there's a din of a tree, that's what halacha would be. You wait, because now we go by a din tree. The tree has to have 3 full years. And therefore, 3 full years would require you to wait until Tu B'Shvat. That would be the halacha of what the Braisa means. And that would be according to Ramamal or of Zera. That would be the way the Gemara would explain. In such a case, it would apply, but no longer din of what we started in the Mishnah, talking about a sapling of a tree, which has its own different halachas, but it's actually a tree, a regular mature tree, which has to go a little bit further. The Gemara, the Mishnah continues with other things. When we talk about planting them, when you plant different things, that you go, the halacha nogeya to planting something early, the amount of time, and it matures at a different speed, a different level than other things that you planted. And therefore, if you planted it before Shemitah, would it be allowed to go ahead and have a din Shemitah? Would it be considered as if it took root before, and therefore you're allowed to have it grow in Shemitah? Do we say no, it only grows during Shemitah itself? So we have to have things that certain produce that we said that it has to be able to reach a certain level of maturity before it's considered as if it took root. But other things considered taking root right away, and Mamela therefore has its own halakas nogeya that year one, what's considered year one, what's considered allowed to use in a Shemitah year, when you would have mechuyev to take ma'aser from it as well. So the Mishnah gives an example. So ha'irez v'adoichen v'aprogin v'amshumshminit, rice and millet and poppy and sesame seeds, you planted for Rosh Hashanah, it took root before Rosh Hashanah, right? Any time, any year, you did not necessarily in even a Shemitah year, a regular year, you planted them, and you planted them, it took root before Rosh Hashanah. Then the halacha is Masashim L'Shavah. You take Maaser as if it's the year before, which means you don't look at it as if it's a Maaser Ani, you look at it as if it's Maaser Rishon, and therefore it has the halacha of the first year. And also, Mutabashvias. Why? Because it didn't grow in Shvias. It grew in the sixth year. It took root before. Therefore, the halacha is you're allowed to go ahead and even use it in the Shvias year, because it's not something that had any growth in Shvias. But it didn't take root before Rosh Hashanah. Then Asur Mishvias, it's us, because we say then it grew on the seventh year. And also, Misasa Shanaba, and you go by the halachas of Meiser on the coming year, which means the next year would be as if it's the din of Meiser Ani, would go before the year later, would not consider it right now. Misashim L'Shavar, and Misashim L'Abo, and therefore to have a din of Shvias, and it has a Kedusha Shvias, and therefore the halacha would go Baser as well, Baser the taking root, and B'Melah, therefore the halacha would be no din Meiser, because it's Shvias, he's no din Meiser. When it's Shvias, it's also B'Shvias. So there's no din Meiser the first year, you'd have to wait for Meiser Rishon, or Meiser Rani until the following year afterwards. That's the halacha of the Mishnah. The Gemara is going to go through much more detail as to why certain things have a different time frame than others. But the Mishnah then just continues and said, the other Tanoim who said this thing applies to other Minim as well. The Egyptian bean, Gemara said, you planted it for seeds in the beginning. You planted it for seeds in the beginning, which means, again, that you planted it, from the time you planted it, to produce seed, either you wanted to use the seeds for later, right, not the things to grow, but to use it for the seeds itself. So again, the halacha would be same halacha. Yotze b'hem halacha, the same halacha applies that you would be able to go ahead and say that if it took root before Shvias, you could use it. It's not din of Shvias, and you'd have no chiyav ma'aser applies for now. So this is you planted again. So Zora Lazera says the Marfulda, you didn't plant it to grow things to grow from it. You planted it for the seeds. You wanted the seeds and use the seeds to have grow other things grow. Therefore, that's not lachila. That's lazria for the lachila. And therefore, the halacha applies. The same halacha would apply that you go by when it took root before it has a din of halacha, when it be chayiv a din of mashvias or not. Large beans are the same halacha as the pula mitzri, has the same halacha as the pula mitzri, has the same din, and the Rav Lezer Aimer, this qualification that we say large beans is only if they're large beans which formed Tirmalu that formed in shape before Rosh Hashanah, that's the luck of the year before. In other words, it's not just that Tirmalu. Says the Mrafulda, Shehikshu v'nasu ka'ayin kiss, that it actually matured and grew pods, grew enough to be able to hold the seeds. It became like a kiss, like a pocketbook, like a kiss. Says the Mrafulda, the Premosh explains that it's a level of that level of maturity. That's where the Mishnah says, where Shimon says, large beans have a din of a pull on mitzri that takes now only if it has matured enough that it's hard enough that it grew in such a shape. That's when it's considered as if it took root this year. And the halacha is that doesn't no din shmita doesn't apply. It's not, like, not and you're allowed to use it during shmita only if it grew to that level of maturity. Otherwise, it would not be included. The Gemara doesn't explain what the machlekes and the Mishnah is all about.